It's a two-win week for the Mercer boys. They will get into conference play this week with a Thursday game in Jamesport against the Tri-County Mustangs. And then it's Holiday Hoops on Saturday. Let me grab that schedule here. The Mercer girls and boys are going to take on Stanbury Saturday night. Girls game will be at 5:30, and the boys game will finish off Saturday at the Ketchum Center at 7. Coach Jeff Wyatt, we talked about how a good challenge playing Green City and Princeton would be last week, and you went 2-0. That has to make you very pleased.
I was happy. I thought the boys played pretty decent, especially this early in the year. But I think we're starting to get some things figured out, and we're kind of starting to get some flow to us, especially defensively.
With Green City, we'll start with that on Tuesday night. What were the biggest challenges that you got from them?
Just trying to stop the Fields kid. You know, he's definitely a very good player. It seems like all their offense runs through him, and he's the one that kind of makes them go. And I thought first half, you know, we made him shoot some, you know, really difficult shots, and he was able to make them. And I kept telling our boys, I said, you just kind of got to tip your hat to him if he's making shots like that. And I thought second half, you know, some of those shots weren't going like they were in the first half, and we was kind of able to put some things together offensively and get a lead build up, and then we was able to kind of increase that, and we got it up to about 10 there in the second half, and it kind of stayed there for the rest of the game.
You have some pretty good depth with the ability to have multiple guys put the ball in the hoop, Coach, and obviously Fields is a great player for them. Did you feel like that your advantage would be the amount of guys that you can go to consistently get the ball in the hole?
That's what we kind of strive for. We've had some kids struggling offensively, you know, early in the year, and that's usually the case. But it seems like we've always had a kid step up. Hunter Shipley shot the ball extremely well that game, and was able to take some of the pressure off some of the other boys. So that's all good. Some of our outside shooting, I don't think some kids have been shooting the ball like they think they're capable of. But, I mean, that's just something that they're going to have to deal with and keep working through it and keep their confidence level high. And, you know, those shots will start to fall.
Whether or not they're motivated from a loss or they feel like maybe they let Len slip away or you played an awfully good team, did you feel like your team got some benefits from that game at Hamilton, Coach?
Oh, definitely. You know, anytime you play a school like that, whatever their record is, you're always going to learn. And our kids were definitely upset. They did think they let one get away, and they came back to practice ready to work, and we studied film on that game, and I think they fixed a lot of things. There's still a lot of things that we can fix on both ends of the floor, but that's what kind of what you're looking for is you want to be able to fix the things you know are a problem and continue to get better, and I think we've done that so far.
Yeah, and not only the two wins last week against two pretty good teams, and we'll get to the Princeton game here in a little bit, but you also had three practices around those wins. How beneficial or how much better do you feel like your team got in that week, Coach?
Oh, I think we got better. I mean, I don't know how much better, but, especially this time of year, a lot of it is just the flow and the different lineups and things like that. So anytime you get them out on the floor, whether it's practice or games or anything like that, you know, you should be getting better this time of the year. So it was good to have the practices, but then they have to go show that they can actually transfer things from practice to the games. And I think we were able to do that for the most part.
Coach, when it came to playing the Princeton Tigers, obviously they know your guys really well and you know their guys really well. What were the biggest things that were you looking for the rivalry game on Friday night?
I think we were just looking for consistency, both offensively and defensively. We knew we were going to have to play a really good defensive game. The Thomas kid for them is a very good player, and then they've got other players that go with them, very well. So, we definitely wanted to know where he was on the floor, but we weren't going to just single him out and just try and stop one because they've got a lot of different weapons, and I thought we were able to do that pretty well.
How much of a boost does Mercer get from beating Princeton? Is that something that really gives you a momentum going into the next week?
I don't know if it does, any more than any other team that you'd get a win over. You know, we knew that we'd beat a pretty high quality team, and I think that in itself, you know, will give a team a boost. But I mean, I don't feel like the rivalry is as big as what it used to be, you know, and different things like that. So it's nice to get the win, but you know, as far as it doing anything for our team, other than, you know, we were able to beat a quality team, I don't think it does much more than that.
Well, you mentioned Preston Thomas too, and he's just a guy, he can move around the court well, and he kind of, you know, he glides with purpose, as I like to say, and then when he gets it going, he can get it going pretty well. And you were telling me a little bit ago that Coy Taft did a great job defensively for you Friday night.
I thought Coy did a really good job on him. You know, and Coy wasn't the only one that had him. At different times, we had other kids that was guarding him too. Coy was our main defender that we put on him, and I thought he did a great job. He was able to keep him from penetrating, had a hand up in his face. And Coy's got quick enough feet, quick enough hands. He bothers a lot of people, and I felt like he, you know, kind of got in the head of Preston, and you know, he had trouble trying to deal with that defensive pressure, and that's what we want to do defensively, is we want to get out and we want to bother people, and I thought we were able to do that.
Well, Tri-County's a team that sounds like they're rebuilding a little bit. I know they have a little bit more youth than they do experience on the team, so they'll get better as games go on and years go on. You go down there and you play them on Thursday, Coach. What will you be looking for specifically out of your guys this week?
I'm really looking for our offensive consistency. You know, I don't feel like our offense is in a real good flow right now. And part of that may be too, we've played some really good defensive teams. You know, so, that's the big thing that we're looking for, is just trying to get a really good consistency with our offense, you know, and we don't want to have any defensive letdowns. So that's kind of what we're shooting for this week.
And you play Stanbury at Holiday Hoops on Saturday night at 7 at the Ketchum Center. Yeah, I think everybody knows that Stanbury had great teams a couple of years ago that won state and went to Final Fours and things like that. They've graduated a lot of that talent, but you know, with maybe not the same amount of talent this year, they still have a lot of guys who they don't want to be the ones to let the program slip. So I know, you know, for Stanbury, they're struggling a little bit right now, but they're dangerous, aren't they not?
I think they are. You know, they have that tradition. The kids play hard. We played them this summer, and they really got after it. They were scrappy on defense. They're a big physical team, maybe not height-wise, but they're strong kids. So I think that is probably the big difference. When they had the teams in the past, they were extremely tall and some different things like that. They've lost some of that size. But as far as it being Stanbury, that tradition is still there, and they're still going to come out and play hard. So we're definitely going to have to be ready for them on Saturday night.
Appreciate the time with it, Coach. Best of luck with the games at Tri-County on Thursday. We'll see you at the Ketchum Center for the Stanbury game on Saturday.
All right. Thank you.